White. Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 14, 1895. Dear son Willie, Maud, May, and Fanny were anxious to come up here to Dora Creek, Maud and May to obtain lessons in dressmaking. Fanny preferred to wait until the American mail was off. I thought yesterday I could not possibly come until I had closed up the American mail, but the burdens were coming so very heavily upon me, I could not bear the responsibilities without wakeful nights, and the girls were very much pleased that I did make up my mind to come. We left on early morning train for this place. I awoke at 1:30 and could not sleep, so commenced writing at 2:00 a.m. I sent the letter to Elder Israel to read in the committee meeting. Then all did their level best to get me off. And wonderful to tell, there was no confusion. Brother Belden was going to Sydney with Jesse, and Maggie and May and I just bundled into the platform wagon too and rode to Stratfield, and after all our pains, were obliged to walk down a pair of stairs and up a pair of stairs. We got a ladies' apartment, where were two nuns, one woman and child, and a little girl. Maud came by train. When we came to Fountaindale, two more nuns came into our compartment, and we had a very pleasant company. The nuns, three of them, were about to open their school in Corranbong after the vacation. These nuns were social and cheerful. We found Brother Lawrence waiting for us with his two-wheeled hack. We left the trunks with clothing and eatables, took the baggage and put it into the trap, and drove slowly to the hotel. Found Sister Rousseau sick, comfortably sick. We have visited with her today. We shall number one family. We will spread our own table and be as retired as possible, and Sister Rousseau will eat with us. I do not think she will be displeased with this arrangement. I thought you ought to know we are here, expecting to remain 1 week, perhaps less, perhaps a little longer. We are much in earnest, and so are Maud and May, to learn the science of dressmaking. We bought clothing to make for May and myself. I will write what I can, but I must have relief from perplexities until I can get recuperated. I am earnest and anxious for you all in Melbourne. But one thing you must do. Have rest in sleep and carefully preserve your health. A great work is opened before me to be done, and special words of counsel are given. Appreciate the talent and ability within your reach. Do not treat them in a careless, neglectful manner. For if you do this, the Lord will surely remove His Holy Spirit, because you do not recognize the work of the Holy Spirit upon human hearts. God calls upon no man living to work the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to work the men, and fashion them daily after the divine similitude. Let ministers and people walk humbly with God, and then, as they humble themselves, God will lift them up, and His countenance shall shine upon them in clear, distinct rays. I am scarcely able to hold open my eyes, and now I will close my scribbling for this time. Mother.